and also understanding the demand on our utilities. Mm-hmm. What kind of demand does a at-home workforce demand from a city? And we think this is something that is coming in the future, and we want to be well prepared to serve that individual workforce.
Welcome to the Inside Perry Podcast, where you get an inside look at Perry, Georgia's local government. We're glad you chose Perry, where people make the difference. Whether you stay a few hours or a lifetime, your time in Perry will be rewarding and unforgettable. I'm Tabitha Clark, Communications Manager for the City of Perry. In today's episode, we sit down with Mayor Randall Walker to talk about how the City of Perry is working to attract and sustain work-from-home residents. Now, one of the things that I am super proud of that the City of Perry is doing is envisioning the economic growth for Perry moving forward. And that's really talking about what I don't hear a lot of other governments talking about, which is the work-from-home population.
Yeah, we're looking at that. We think that coming out of COVID, there's been a real change in our workforce. People are looking for a place to live that offers them the quality of life that they would like to have, but it also gives them the opportunity to work from home. So I think it's very important for us as a city to understand what the requirements are to support that type of workforce. Mm-hmm. That means you got to have the right bandwidth in your internet system so you can carry very large traffic if you have a large number of people working from home.
Right.
Things that people, the requirements that they have to do their jobs, and us understanding what that is, and also understanding the demand on our utilities. Mm-hmm. What kind of demand does a at-home workforce demand from a city? And we think this is something that is coming in the future, and we want to be well prepared to serve that individual workforce.
And it gets kind of complicated because you have this newer population that does work from home, but you also have the traditional economic aspect of coming into a city and people actually going out to work. So you have to understand the workforce needs of both entities, basically.
That's exactly right. And we want to serve everyone in the form that they, how they want to work. And just saying that we're only going to serve people who go to an office, mm-hmm. and supply them with their needs, I think is very short-sighted. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to look at what are the alternatives that people are looking for in their lives in the future, not only how they live their lives, but how they do their work on an individual basis.
So it's all about that long-term planning and trying to be a fortune teller and figuring out what's going to happen.
It all comes back to the same thing. It really does.
So one of the last things we'll talk about as far as economics and growth in Perry is, let's talk about the industry part. I know that zoning, we did a podcast episode about zoning and the importance of that and what goes into it. But as far as when industrial comes in, what's the vision of yourself as mayor and council about what you do want to come in, but also what you don't want to come in?
Yeah, I think that we work very closely with the Houston County Development Authority, determining what type of industries that we're looking for locating here in Perry. I don't think we want to see heavy industrial construction type of industry here in Perry. We really don't have the room for it, mm-hmm. if you will.
Sure.
But we've had some unique industries, just like Jack Link's, mm-hmm. Decide to come to Perry, and those type of mid-size production facilities would work really, really well here. I know that we as mayor and council are really focused on software development, mm-hmm. and what that impact could have on the city of Perry and what's needed to attract that type of industry here, and what's required to attract that type of employee to the city of Perry. So we're continually looking at, is there a place for us in that field, and then how do we attract it as an industry to come to Perry?
And I think Perry's kind of ripe for that.
I do too. We have some software development companies here today that are doing very, very well. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the software development that is being done at Robins Air Force Base,
right,
and mm-hmm. the support contractors that are there, I think it fits very, very well into our long-range plan.
You can learn more about the City of Perry strategic plan by visiting our website at perry-ga.gov. Thanks for listening to Inside Perry, your inside look at Perry's local government. Take a look at the show notes for more information about today's episode. If you like Inside Perry, we encourage you to subscribe and share the podcast with your friends and family. We look forward to seeing you around in our amazing community where Georgia comes together.